Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Oh, here's Ward now. Well, we'll get together real soon. Bye. Hi, dear.
Hi. With whom are we getting together real soon?
The Batsons. I called them up to see if they wanted Beaver's old electric train set for their 8-year-old. And Florence said they'd be delighted.
Oh, good. Say, how'd you happen to think of the trains? I haven't seen them around in years.
Well, I was trying to get our spare card table down off the shelf in the basement, and I got hit on the head with a freight car.
The traffic's bad all over. Say, what was Beaver's reaction to giving his trains away?
Well, I haven't mentioned it to him yet. He's upstairs, but, well, he hasn't even looked at those trains for over 2 years. I'm sure he won't mind giving away something he never uses anymore.
Yeah, he's really growing up, isn't he? I guess he doesn't get a kick out of little boy things like he used to.
Dad.
Yes, Wally?
How did things go with you down at the office today?
What?
I knew it would throw you, but... Well, our economic teacher said that teenagers are too withdrawn and we don't have enough interest in others. So I thought I'd ask you how things went with you down at the office today.
Well, Wally, things went just fine down at the office.
Okay. Could you pass the bread, Mom?
Beaver?
Yes, Mom?
You know your old electric train set that you have down in the basement?
You mean the one you bought me when I was a little kid?
Hey, I remember that set. Dad broke the engine when we got it, and we had to get a new one.
Beaver, you haven't played with that train in a long time.
Must be all of 2 years.
Gee, Mom, I think I know what you're going to say.
You do?
Yeah, you're going to tell me how hard Dad works for his money and how expensive the trains were. And how I at least should show my appreciation by playing with them once in a while. Gee, Mom, I'm too big. I gotta be playing with trains.
You mean you don't mind if I give them away?
Oh, you're gonna give them away?
Well, Beaver, they're just down in the basement gathering dust.
I told Mrs. Batson that her boy could have the train set. You know little Jimmy.
Yeah, I guess they'd be good for a little squirt like him. Okay, Mom, you can give them away.
Well, that's fine, Beaver. And, say, before we give the trains away, I think you should bring them up out of the basement tomorrow and clean them up a little bit. You know, make them look presentable.
Okay, Dad.
You know, Beef, when you were a little kid, you used to be scared to go down in the basement.
I was?
Yeah. You used to think that the furnace was a big monster with red eyes and teeth, and that the pipes were arms reaching out to grab you.
Boy, I must have been a real corny little kid.
Is Beaver home?
Yes, Gilbert, he's home. Come on in.
Well, I'm surprised to see you. Beaver said you couldn't play today.
I wasn't supposed to. My mom told me to come home from school and clean out my room. Then she didn't like the way I was doing it. And then I got a real break.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. My dad came home and told me to get out of the house because he couldn't stand to hear my mother yelling at me.
You did get a break.
Uh-huh.
Beaver's up in his room.
Okay, thanks, Miss Cleaver.
Hi, Gilbert. I thought you had to stay home and clean up your crummy room.
Oh, I got out of it. My father came home grouchy and couldn't stand the sight of me.
Hey, that's pretty neat.
Boy, Beav, what kind of a baby are you playing with a little choo-choo train?
Well, not playing with it. I'm just getting it ready to give it away.
Oh, sure, you're giving them away.
Well, sure I am. My mom's giving it to that Jimmy Batson kid.
That's good, because the next thing you'd be playing with teddy bears.
Oh, pipe down, William. Plug it in. I want to see if it still works.
Okay.
Here goes. Hey, it runs pretty neat.
Hold it a second, Beef.
What's the matter?
You don't want any automobiles getting wrecked, do you?
No. Okay, now put the station out and I'll make the train stop right in front of it. Doot, 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 doot. Mayfield, next stop. All out for Mayfield.
Hey, that's pretty neat. Let me try it. Clang, 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 clang. Woo, woo. Woo, woo. Woo, woo. Toot, 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 toot. Woo, woo. Woo, woo. Toot, toot. Toot, toot. Toot, 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 toot. Woo, woo. Woo, woo. Toot, 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 toot.
What's the matter with you guys? All flaky or something?
Well, hi, Wally.
Hey, I thought playing with trains was supposed to be kid stuff, Beaver.
Sure it's kid stuff, but it's also a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, but a guy your age isn't supposed to have fun with kid stuff.
I think it's okay, Wally, as long as you don't go around telling everybody.
Hey, look, I thought you were supposed to be cleaning them and fixing them up to give them to that Jimmy Batson.
Yeah, I know I am. But now I don't think I'll give them to him. There's a couple more years fun left in them.
I don't know about that. Mom and Dad already promised him to that Batson kid.
Yeah, but Beef can get out of it if he screams loud enough.
Hey, Wally, you want to work the crossing signals too?
Huh? No, that's okay. I have to go take a shower.
Golly, a shower in the middle of the daytime?
Yeah, Wally takes a lot of showers in the daytime.
What for?
I don't know. He's got some goofy idea about being clean all the time.
I had a daytime shower once, but that was just because my mother was taking me to the doctor.
Yeah, I guess doctors don't want kids coming in and getting them all dirty.
Hey, Beebe, I got a neat idea.
What, Gilbert?
I got some tracks and a tunnel left over from my old train set. Why don't I bring them over here tomorrow?
Hey, that'd be neat. And then we could have a real neat big railroad.
Yeah. Okay, I'll bring over the junk tomorrow. I gotta go home now. I'll see you, Beef.
I'll see you, Gilbert. Hey, Wally. Did Mom say when that Jimmy Batson kid was coming over?
No, it was kind of vague.
Oh. Well, if he comes over when you're here, would you mind telling him we changed our minds?
Gee, Beef, what are Mom and Dad gonna say? You know, they already promised them to him.
Well, I figured maybe tomorrow night I could go down and tell Dad that I wanted to keep my trains.
What's wrong with tonight?
Well, you know how Dad is, Wally. Tonight he's got his mind made up that I'm going to give the trains away. But if I wait till tomorrow night, maybe his mind won't be so made up.
Yeah, that works for a lot of things. You know, even a busted window doesn't look so busted after a couple of days.
Sure, Wally.
Okay, Beef. If the Batson kid comes by tomorrow, I'll stall him off.
Well, not at all, Mr. Batson. No, Beaver's delighted that your boy's getting the trains. Think nothing of it. Yeah. All right, fine. Good night. Are they going to pick Beaver's trains up tomorrow?
Good. I know this is going to make that Jimmy boy really happy.
Well, I hope so. You know, when I was a kid on the farm, an uncle of mine who lived in the city sent me a pogo stick for Christmas one year.
Pogo stick?
Uh-huh. My brother and I had never seen one before. We used to drop it off the barn to see how high it'd bounce.
Boy, Wally, I wonder what ever made me think I was too old to play at trains.
I don't know. I guess because everybody was always telling you at school and at home to grow up and act like a man. Pretty soon you forget how to act like a kid.
Wouldn't it be neat if a guy could stay a kid all his life?
You'd never get away with that. But you know, when you get real old, you have what they call a second childhood.
No fooling? Boy, at least I got something to look forward to. Boy, Gilbert, I didn't know you had so much train stuff.
Yeah, they gave me this tunnel for having the mumps, and they gave me this freight car for having the measles.
Gee. How sick did you have to get this?
Oh, I didn't have to get sick at all. My dad went down to the hobby shop to get a switch fixed, and he came back with this.
That doesn't sound like your father.
Oh, he wasn't always grouchy, just since he went into business for himself.
Well, let's take all the stuff over to my house and put it together with my train.
Okay. On the way, let's go over to Prospect Avenue where they're building those new houses, and we can walk through the hot tar and get our shoes half-sole.
Nah. That's when you find in the summertime when you're barefooted.
Mrs. Cleaver?
Yes?
I'm Georgia Batson. My mother asked me to come over and pick up a train for my little brother, Jimmy.
Oh, yes. Come on in, Georgia. I'll have my son get it for you.
Oh, you don't have to bother, little fella. I can get it.
Oh, it's no bother. Beaver isn't home, but Wally won't mind. Wally?
Yes, Mom?
Will you come down, please?
My little brother was so excited about getting a train, he hardly touched his breakfast this morning.
Gee, Mom, I'm pretty busy. Well, what was it you wanted, Mom?
This is my son, Wally Cleaver. This is Georgia Batson.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, how do you do? Gee, I haven't seen you around school.
Oh, well, I don't go to Mayfield High. I go away to school.
Oh, well, I guess that's why I haven't seen you.
Georgia came over to get Beaver's trains.
Oh, yeah, the trains.
Wally, would you go and get them for me? And Georgia, would you excuse me? I have some cookies in the oven.
Go ahead. Well, are they ready?
Are what all ready?
Your little brother's trains.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're all ready and everything, but... Well, it's just that, you see,
You know I'm supposed to pick them up, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but... Well, he's not here right now. Maybe you ought to come back later when he is here so he can tell you about them. Well, you know how little kids are. They like to say goodbye to junk and all that.
Wally, I drove all the way over here, and my brother's waiting at home for me to bring them. Well, he'd just die if I didn't come back with those trains.
Gee, I wouldn't want him to do anything like that. the thing is...
Yes, Wally?
I'll go get him.
Oh, thank you, Wally. You're sweet.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you.
Kid comes to the door while we're playing with the trains, we'll tell him they won't run.
Gee, that'd be a big lie.
Well, we can pull the plug out, and that way we'll only be telling sort of a lie.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're in a spot, you're allowed to tell stories to little kids.
Yeah, and it's easier to push little kids around, too.
Yeah, until they start bawling.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Wally, have you seen my train?
Well, yeah, I saw your train. They kind of came and got them.
Boy, what a jip. Mom gave it away before you got home, huh?
Well, no, I was home when they came and got it.
Why didn't you tell him Beav wanted to keep his trains?
Well, I tried to, but she kept saying that her little brother was home waiting for it.
What's she? Jimmy's mother?
No, it was kind of his sister.
Oh, that's Georgia Batson. She goes away to school and she thinks she looks like Natalie Wood.
Wally, you mean you gave my train away to a girl just because she was pretty?
Well, no, I didn't give him to her just because she was pretty.
What'd she do, Wally? Knock you down and take him away from you?
Now look, Gilbert, you shut up.
You can't tell me to shut up. I'm not in your family.
Boy, Wally, just because you want to be a big shot for a girl, I had to lose my whole electric train set.
What are you talking about? Mom and Dad already promised him the trains, and you said it was okay.
Yeah, but you knew I was going to talk Dad out of it. When you said when that Jimmy came, you'd stall him off.
But Jimmy didn't come.
You see, Beaver, that's it. He gave your trains away to get mushy with a girl.
Now, cut it out, Gilbert. I did not.
You're dead, too. You're dead, too.
Why'd you go and have to have a lover boy for a brother?
You watch it, Gilbert.
Rat, rat, rat.
Beaver, you come on out of there and pick up my books.
Ah, you creepy lover boy.
Boys, what's going on up here? Why are you shouting down in the kitchen?
Hi, Miss Cleaver.
Beaver locked himself in the bathroom.
Beaver, now you come out of there.
I'm going to stay in here the rest of my life so I won't have to see my crummy brother again.
All right, Wally, now what's this all about?
Beaver's sore at me because I gave his trains to the Batsons.
Well, now, why is he upset about that? He knew sooner or later the boy'd come for them.
Oh, he had that covered, Miss Cleaver. He was going to tell the kid they were busted.
Yes, well, Gilbert, I think maybe you should go home now.
Yes, ma'am, I think I better do that, too. Oh, it's okay, Miss Cleaver. I'm not stealing anything. This is mine.
Ellen, Beaver, you come on out of there.
Beat it, Wally. Beat it.
Hey, Mom, do you want me to bust in the door with my shoulder like they do on TV?
Wally, you'll do no such thing.
Hey, smells good.
Hi. Yes, I hope in spite of everything that's happened today, we can at least have a good dinner.
Well, that's a pleasant statement to come home to.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ward. I didn't mean to sound so frightening.
Something wrong with the boys?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a funny thing. I read an article today that said when the husband comes home from a hard day's work, he should not be immediately subjected to the cares and problems of the household.
I heartily agree.
Went on to say that he should relax for a time, have a pleasant dinner, and then later the problems of the day should be taken up in a quiet and orderly manner.
True, but I'm afraid by that time Beaver's going to be awfully tired of being locked in the bathroom.
Okay, get the article. What are the gory details?
Well, it seems Beaver changed his mind about giving away his trains, and now he's blaming Wally because he gave them to the Batson girl when she came after them.
And now Beaver's locked himself in the bathroom.
Just like he used to when he was little.
That article read so beautifully, too.
Hi, Dad.
Well, hello, Wally. Is he still locked in the bathroom?
Yeah. Why don't we just all quietly move away from here and leave him there?
Wally, I don't think that's a very helpful suggestion.
Gee, Dad, you don't have to get mad at me just because you got a kooky kid for a son.
Beaver? Come on, Beaver. I want you to unlock this door and come out of there.
Do I have to, Dad?
Yes, you have to.
Are you going to hit me when I come out?
Well, of course not. Now, come on, open up. Beaver, don't you think you're a little too old for this kind of foolishness? Locking yourself in the bathroom? It's the sort of thing you used to do when you were a little baby. Sit down. Now, what's all this business about your being angry with your brother?
Well, I'm sore at him on account he's a rat.
Could you be a little more specific?
Well, he's the rat that gave my trains away to a creepy girl just so he could get in good with her.
Beaver, that wasn't Wally's fault. Wasn't it agreed that you were going to give your trains to the Batson boy?
Yeah, Dad. But then I changed my mind, and he gave them away anyways.
Well, but son, they were promised to Jimmy.
Yeah, Dad. But I figured I could work on you. I mean, talk you out of it and get it unagreed.
That's a very childish attitude, Beaver. And I think you're too old to act that way.
I think that's the whole trouble, Dad.
What's that?
Well, how does a guy know when he's too old to act like a kid anymore?
Well, I think you stop acting like a kid when you have a real sense of responsibility, Beaver.
And that means, among other things, that when you make a promise, you don't go back on your word.
You know, Dad, when I was locked up in the bathroom, I sort of figured that out. Well, I mean, if I hadn't given the kid the trains after I'd promised, it would have made me look bad, and it would have made you look bad, and it would have made Mom and Wally look bad. And what's the use of making the whole family look crummy just for a set of old electric trains?
Well, Beaver, if you figured out the right thing to do by yourself, I think that's a pretty good indication that you're not acting like a kid anymore. But why didn't you come out of the bathroom before?
Nobody asked me to, Dad. Oh, and Dad?
Yeah?
Well, for my birthday, would you buy me a set of electric trains?
You better get washed up for supper, Beaver.
Well, do you think Beaver was really serious about wanting an electric train for his birthday?
Oh, it's hard to tell. But as you said, he's over at the Batsons now, and I don't think he's over there strictly as a technical advisor.
That's true. And yesterday, Wally was over at the Batsons. All of a sudden, that family's become very popular with our family.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Beaver. How'd things go over at the Batsons?
Oh, I didn't go over there. Well, I ran into Gilbert and Wally riding their bikes, so I came home and got mine.
Oh, did you go bicycle riding instead?
Yeah, it was real neat. We rode all over the hills and on the old bridle pass. And, Dad?
Yes, Beaver?
You know that electric train I wanted for my birthday?
Yes?
Well, I've been thinking, and at my age, that's really kid stuff.
Oh, it is.
Well, my old bicycle's getting pretty small for me, so would you buy me one for my birthday instead?
Well, Beaver, a bicycle's quite an expensive item.
Well, but gee, Dad, you're the one that said I should go up. You're not going to chicken out on me, are you?
No, Beaver. I guess this is something we're going to have to live with just as much as you are.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Coming up next on TV Land, a crucial turning point in a young man's life, a major rite of passage, and the first tentative step into the wonderful and exciting world of adulthood, staying home alone without a babysitter. Stay tuned for Beaver's Long Night, next.